There are 3 billion rungs on the famous double helix of our DNA. And the code that's involved is a digital error correcting code. Now, there's not probably one engineer in a dozen that can design an error detecting code properly. There's certainly a lot fewer than them that can design a code that automatically corrects its own errors. There are such codes, by the way. Anyway, we have that kind of code designed in our DNA. It's one of the most advanced language designs possible. And it's the same design that occurs in all life. That implies whoever created us created the plants and the flowers and the animals and whatever, because they all use the same code. Wow. There are simplex alphabets, there are error detecting codes, there are error correcting codes. There's adaptive coding scheme. That's where the codes then will modify themselves depending on the context. And we have all of that going on here. We have the DNA, which is the master blueprint. You have a factory inside you. In fact, in every one of your cells, that factory has a master blueprint file place. And when it needs a copy of this, it transcribes a copy of what it needs and then translates that into proteins. The proteins make up the machines. The machines are the machines that handle all this stuff. Now, there's an interesting question that rises here. Which came first? The proteins need those machines to be made, proteins, and yet it takes the proteins to make the machines. 100,000 different kinds, by the way. Which came first, the proteins or the machines? It's the old chicken and egg situation. You can't have one without the other. They both have to be simultaneously designed, by the way. And we can go on and on about this sort of thing. Amino acids. There are hundreds of different kinds that are known, but only 20 are used by living systems. And they're used to construct the proteins that make us up. It's interesting, when you put one of these molecules together, you can put it together two ways. You can build the molecule and you can make its mirror image. It turns out that all living things are left-handed. Right-handed equivalents are poisonous for left-handed. All life uses left-handed chirality. The chirality is always left-handed. Now, there's an insight here that we can easily, if this all happened by chance, if somehow cosmic forces caused these things to happen, you'd get half and half, wouldn't you? Half right-handed, left-handed. No, only the left-handed lead to life. So it tells you it can't be random. It had to be selective.